know with Dmitry Samarov. The music you're hearing is Emily Robb's If I'm Misery, Then Give Me Affection. I want to read a couple of pages from this amazing book I got called Layman's Report by Eugene Martin. It's a reissue of a book that was originally published in 2013, but I guess this, at least in the publicity materials, is saying this is the definitive revised edition, whatever that may be. In any case, I wanted to share this with you. The Department of Corrections called. New Jersey, Delaware. The draftsman couldn't be sure. He didn't like answering the phone. He and Fred took turns because they no longer had a secretary. Nor was there a machinist, and they now worked out of Fred's basement. But the commissioner of the Department of Corrections was on the line, and he needed a machine. They'd passed a bill. The statute forbade the participation of doctors. Fred put on his wool blend top coat and his felt hat and drove to the library. The main branch was downtown, a big gray block of granite and terracotta next to the old post office, and more or less a repetition of it. Just inside the main entrance, beneath a two-story ceiling and cordoned off with velvet ropes, stood a scale replica of the terrestrial globe, 6 feet across and turning imperceptibly, once every 24 hours, like the planet to which you were so precariously attached, with all its other inhabitants and their dreams and diseases and this blue reproduction, turning. Fred stood before it and cast his modest shadow on the Western Hemisphere, stamping his galoshes. The restroom stank of homelessness. In the popular library, heavily layered men and women falling through cracks landed momentarily in upholstered chairs, looking through magazines, some talking back to them, nodding over them as if in agreement. The old man at the information desk looked vaguely disappointed in Fred and said, "Science and technology." This was literature. Down a winding flight of shiny stone steps, through an underground passage, a gallery of local history progress. On one side, the heroes of commerce. On the other, men and women of color and their inventions. The traffic light, the gas mask, the carbon light bulb filament, the potato chip. Old photographs staring through an afterlife of dusty glass. In science and technology, Fred scrolled through microfilm, a stream of white print and field of blue, occasionally stopping the blur to write down numbers. Euthanasia, phlebotomy, sodium pentothal, R726, H86. He took an elevator. On the third floor, he haunted the aisles and stacks, grabbing at spines, loading his arms. Some as old as relics, bindings cracked and peeling, shedding their leaves. Fred sat in the middle of a long table with banker's lamps, the light in the tall windows a cold, graduated blue. Dusk. Besides him, there were just the young librarian and a few scattered patrons, one a thickly bearded man in a parka wearing a dirty woolen cap, scribbling furiously in a notebook, surrounded by obscure texts, as though drafting an extremist manifesto. He moved his lips. Truth serum, sodium pentothal, really just a potent sedative. Half-life of about 12 hours. Fred wrote it down. Used medically to induce coma at a dose of 1.5 grams. What would, say, 5 grams do? He wondered and wrote it down. They left one by one. The bearded man muttered, "Goddamn bill of attainder." Pages yellowed, parched, sometimes they almost crumpled in his hand, the smell of them. Curare smells like nothing. It is extracted from a vine that grows in the Amazon. Witch doctors boil the leaves and roots. Native hunters tip their arrows with it. Its synthetic equivalent, Pancuronium bromide, a muscle relaxant derived by witch doctors in white lab coats. In the spaces between the lines, Fred saw streams of molecules, flooding the neuromuscular junction like an army of officials, moving their warrants, blocking the blinding action of acetylcholine, preventing the contraction of muscle fiber. You stop breathing. Maluadia bigquiertiana. The librarian laughed softly into the phone. He could find nothing about lethal dosages and consulted the protocol for putting down unwanted animals. Pentobarbital would pretty much destroy the respiratory system without any help, but imagine the righteous outcry. Better to stick to the medical literatures, to potassium chloride. The procedure and equipment shall be designed to ensure that the identity of the individual actually administrating the lethal substance shall be unknown, even to said individual. The bearded man was gone, the windows shiny with night. She sounded like she was in love. You get potassium from eating bananas, also from South America. In larger doses, it affects the conductivity of the cardiac muscle. Fred looked at waveforms. His coat draped the back of his chair. The heart stops, filled with blood. The young librarian said goodbye but didn't lower the phone. She pressed a button, cleared her throat of all affection, and her voice filled the building, announced the library would close in 20 minutes. 2 days later, Fred called his friend the warden at OSP and asked if he was still raising livestock in minimum. Having a pig roast, the warden asked. Furthering human progress, Fred said. How much hog does that call for? 200 pounds should do. The draftsman owned a van. He and Fred took out the back seats and covered the floor with old carpeting. At the farm, the inmates covered the carpeting with straw and loaded the pig on a ramp. A big Yorkshire, pink and muscular, it balked at the top of the incline, but they fooled it by holding a wooden board in its face. Then they leashed it to a frame stanchion so it couldn't get at its fellow passengers. The draftsman drove. The pig commenced pissing and shitting as soon as the van was in motion. They opened the windows. You're going to enter history, Fred told the pig. He sat with a box of corn cobs in his lap. All you have to do is go to sleep. The pig farted.